Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So Andrew played the Cal Raleigh home run.
Yes.
Number 50. Amazing season. Now, some people will sit there and say, you know, this come out of nowhere. Not really. I mean, if you look at Cal Raleigh his last couple of years, he had, I think, 30-something home runs last year, drove in 100 runs, had a really good season. But 50, which could turn into 60 home runs this year and could be 135 RBIs, is another level compared to last year. Now, you can take it a couple of ways. One, it's just a good year. Two, it's a building block. Like, you know, what he did 2 years ago and then last year was building towards this.
Mm-hmm.
Or three, this is what he's going to be. I don't know. But it's been pretty cool to watch from afar. So then you think about some of the other crazy seasons in sports. All right? This is a good time to do this real quick. I think everybody would say Brady Anderson and the 50 home runs with the Orioles that 1 year came out of nowhere. And I'm not comparing these to Cal Raleigh because, again, he's been really good.
Yep.
But I think 35 to 60 would be pretty wild. So Brady Anderson had the 50 in 1996. Everybody always wondered about that. Kevin Mitchell, I don't remember this. Kevin Mitchell in 1989 had 47 home runs and 125 RBIs. Then when you take it to a couple of other sports, how about Peyton Hillis in 2010, 1,650 combined yards for the Broncos and 13 touchdowns.
Yep.
And that was like...
He went on a tear. That's how he ended up on the Madden cover.
But wasn't that like a one-and-done type of deal with him?
No, he had a good stint with the Broncos and Browns.
But to... Okay, but to that level?
He had a bit of a tear. Yeah, I don't think it was... He had a good little run where his name was ringing bells for a while.
And I do remember the Madden cover, so yeah. I totally understand that. Mike is on the air. What's that?
No, Jerry's right. He had a couple of, like, okay seasons where he was a usable player, but outside of that 1 year with the Browns, he never even eclipsed 600 rushing yards.
Yeah, but that was because of injuries. He started getting dinged up pretty good.
Okay, so yeah. It was more his playing time got knocked down.
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that was his 1 year. Then I'll give you a couple outside the box that I did not realize at all. Jonathan Chichu. Remember him from the San Jose Sharks? I don't know if you watch hockey or not, but he had 56 goals in 05-06. Never had more than 27 in a season.
Mm.
That's pretty stark when you see that change. And then Bernie Nichols, who I was very familiar with, always was a goal scorer. But when Gretzky went to L.A. and they teamed him up, he went to 70 goals. So that's a pretty big stretch as well. The question I would have with Cal Raleigh, he plays a position that's physically demanding.
Yes.
He is a switch hitter, so that does help. Clearly, I would think. I can't expect him to hit 60 home runs again next year. But is Cal Raleigh a...
MVP?
Well, I mean, he's in the conversation, 100%.
Sure. Yeah.
Is he now a 45 to 50 home run guy every year? Like, is he that good? He might be.
He might be. I think I'm interested to see how he fares in the conversation as far as MVP. That's where I'm most interested.
I would think I would have to look at where the... If I go to one of the sports books to see, I would think he's got to be leading. I mean, maybe not. I mean, Judge for a while was right there, but then he got hurt.
Yep.
And he's been not as good since. He usually takes some time to build back up. Certainly a big September, we'll be thinking about him. You know, Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't had a great season. He was one that people talked about earlier in the season or when the season began. I'd have to look to see who would be in the running, but he has to be right there at the top of the list. I'd be surprised if he wasn't.
I think you made a good point for a guy that's having a tremendous season, for the fans not to show up in droves for him.
Well, it's so funny.
That was like
so funny.
I thought about it. I was like, Jerry's right. Like, there's not much going on for you. I mean, the manner is a battle. We understand that, but this is the one moment in the sun where the fans should be coming in droves to support this guy, and you didn't see anybody in the stands. Barely anybody.
Someone sent me. I guess we ticked off somebody in Seattle with that comment yesterday.
Oh, really?
Which was kind of a backhanded compliment. I mean, if you remember, we were talking about, you know, they usually draw well when they're playing. Well,
yeah.
It was surprising to see on a gorgeous Sunday, the stands that we saw in the replay looked relatively empty in the upper deck. Not empty, but there were a lot of seats available, though it was officially 42,000. Yesterday, against the Padres, the official attendance, 27,000. That, to me, is low. That's incredibly low. For a team that's 10 games over 500, have played well relatively consistently throughout the course of the season, and you got a guy that's chasing 60 home runs.
Wait, where is he at right now?
50.
50. I mean, he has a chance.
50 with 5 weeks to go in the regular season.
Right, but he also has a chance to break Ken Griffey's record. I think Ken Griffey is at 56, right?
And that's I know he did a post-game on the field interview, and they were talking about Griffey. I think Griffey's the only other Mariner that had 50 in a year, and so he's going after Griffey.
The hell with Griffey. He's going after Judge's AL record.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly, but before I'm going to entertain that, you got to get to 60. Yeah, just, you know, there's still a few more
to
go.
But the fact that 60 is not out of the question, right? And it's like, if you're a Mariners fan, like, you should be flooding to see this guy break history.
And by the way, playing a really good team in the Padres that's star-studded.
Yeah.
And so, I just checked. So every major book right now, FanDuel, DraftKings, MGM, Caesars, they all still have Aaron Judge's favorite to win MVP.
Favorite? Cal Raleigh's second. Really?
Right now?
In the minus 155 to 165 range. Raleigh's anywhere from even money to plus 125.
And to me, that, like 4 weeks ago, makes total sense. The way the last month has gone for Judge, though, with the injury and then the down production, that's surprising.
And
to
the teams have almost identical records.
That, too. Yeah.
But they're only a game ahead of the Mariners, right?
No, I get that. Yeah. I understand that. But consistent 50 home runs and Judge over, because of the last 5 weeks is why I would flip them. But that is interesting.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.